Phoneboy Speaks, episode 992, The Scarlet Letter. By now you've heard Ashley Madison's data was posted on the internet. Ashley Madison was is a dating site that people that were married would theoretically go use to, well, have an affair, right? Now, you can argue about the morality of the behavior or not. I think everybody's personal relationship is different, and everybody's personal circumstances are different. And you know, just because you signed up for the site doesn't mean you actually used it to date anybody at all, right? Some of the information that was posted on that site is, who knows how valid that information was, because you could put in an email address and they didn't even take the step to verify that email address was yours. So anybody could have signed you up, right? But, you know, now this data is on the internet, has been propagated, on many sites. And despite the DMCA takedown notices, it just kind of keeps propagating around. And a guy named Josh Hunt, who runs a site called Have I Been Owned, actually also put it on his site, because where all these data dumps, he has this site so you can go look and see if your information has shown up in any of these data dumps. But for the Ashley Madison data, what he did was he actually put in an email verification step, because, well, there's a lot of personal data there, and he didn't want to have his site used for like a witch hunt, right? And that's what's actually happening with a lot of these sites that are, that are hosting this data. They're making it really easy to go search for anybody's personal information. So you're just basically witch hunting for, to find somebody to shame, right? And there's no proof that person even signed up. His information's in there. I mean, or and I'm saying he here, and I do mean he for the most part, because most of the people that were on this site were males. It was like 75% or something, and there was a whole bunch of fake female profiles from with the various reports it said as well. So, people are, of course, undoubtedly, concerned about this, as they should be, because, of course, this information is now out there and they didn't decide to put it there. And yet it can be found. And it's associated with something that is, the vast majority of people consider to be an amoral activity. And therefore, so people get, the scarlet letter put on them for something they didn't actually even do, right? It's just they happen to be associated with a site, somehow, right? The site where amoral activity happens, right? So anyway, I'll leave this here, but it's kind of sad that this is even a thing that we're having this discussion, because I guarantee you that if this data were, Target or something like that, rather than a dating site, we'd be having a different conversation about this. We wouldn't be talking about the number of people that are like propagating this data. I mean, it just wouldn't be happening. And the data would still be out there to find, but it wouldn't be like, everybody wouldn't be hosting the site. Everybody wouldn't be ready to brand somebody with the scarlet letter for being somehow associated with the site. It's just an unfortunate set of circumstances, and I feel sorry for the people whose names and information are in this data dump, right? Right. Whether they intended to sign up for the site or somebody else signed them up. I mean, there's just nothing good can come from this. And this is, it's kind of abhorrent behavior. It's kind of the darker side of, information security or whatever you want to call it. It's not, I wouldn't call it information security. It's the kind of thing that it's disappointing, right? I mean, it's the kind of thing that I know the data is out there and I could go look through it if I want to. I don't really, it's just not something I'm interested in personally. I guess it's just kind of a behavior I have as a sysadmin. It's like, just because I have access to something doesn't mean I necessarily want to have access to it. I only have access to things that, I don't go looking for things, right? It's just not in my nature, but, I'm kind of disappointed in society's response to this. I'm kind of disappointed in the industry's response to this, but But I guess I shouldn't be surprised. It's, you know, again, people are always willing to call out somebody they think is amoral, and this is a, you know, and yeah, I mean, it's not the kind of site that I would necessarily, that, you know, it's not a site I necessarily approve of, but it's also not my business really. You know, if you want to make that choice, I can't really stop you. So, but anyway, as I say, I'll leave this here, and you know, it's kind of sad. You can read people's reactions to finding out that their data was on Ashley Madison. Go read the link in the show notes.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.